Liberia in West Africa will vote tomorrow for its first post-war president, and the winner will face considerable challenges. He'll have to create jobs and repair the infrastructure, as well as reunite a nation devastated by 13 years of conflict. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
No more war. We want peace. The words sung by these children are echoed everywhere you go in Liberia these days. Liberians are tired of the long and savage stop-start civil war that began in 1989 and ended in 2003, leaving their country in ruins and hundreds of thousands of people displaced. Many pockmarked buildings shot up in the fighting remain a testament to the conflict in the ramshackle capital Monrovia, a city that has no electricity or running water. Twice a day, most Monrovia residents have to collect and pay for water in buckets and 5-gallon containers from public taps at water stands scattered around the city.
Money, Mapu, this. The thing too hard for us. No money, money bene ha. Eha. No water, no light.
Still no water and no light yet. It's more than 2 years since the last round of the 13-year civil war ended in Liberia, when former President Charles Taylor, who launched the conflict, was forced into exile in Nigeria. Since then, a transitional government has been in charge in Liberia, backed by a 15,000-strong United Nations force, which has succeeded in keeping the peace. Frances Johnson Morris, the National Elections Commission chairwoman, says this has given already motivated Liberians the incentive to vote.
Liberians have maybe the last chance to make a comeback and, you know, rebuild their lives, and they should not squander that opportunity. And this is a good chance that they should choose wisely.
Right here on UNMA Radio, the voice of peace and free and fair elections.
Coverage of a vigorous election campaign featuring 22 presidential hopefuls has dominated the airwaves of UN and private radio stations here in Liberia. Mike McGovern has just published a report on Liberia for the International Crisis Group and declares himself hopeful for the country's future.
There's a concerted plan, and the plan is now talking about political governance, economic governance, and transparent elections, at the same time that security is essentially being taken care of, provided by the international community. So for a small country like Liberia, that really is enough to lock things down and to guarantee peace and rebuild things from the ground up.
Rebuilding, reconciliation, and reconstruction are the buzzwords in Liberia today. And there are signs in the capital that life is slowly returning to normal. For instance, this is a brand new supermarket in the heart of Monrovia.
My name is Chris McBorough. This is great, especially after the war. I mean, this is something we had a long time before, so it sort of brings back old memories of what we had before this destruction that went on. So the people are hopeful, let's just say that. They're hopeful, yeah.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Liberians are devout churchgoers. Any Sunday you care to take a walk, tuneful voices waft through the air, the singing punctuated by fervent prayers of hope that the elections will bring lasting peace and a positive future for Liberia, Africa's first republic.
And you know we are in election time.
Amen.
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 Think soberly. And I'm sure if you make that decision, Liberia will be a good place. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Monrovia.